Welcome to Washington State. Welcome to the Mount St. Helens Creation Center. Hi there, Paul Taylor here. I'm the presenter of the Mountain and the Word podcast, and I'm the director of the Mount St. Helens Creation Center. And I guess you've tuned in to listen to the Mountain and the Word episode 22. And in doing so, you'll be wondering, why is it that it's over a year since episode 21? What has happened? Well, you better have an explanation. And really, it's down to good news, of course. It's the fact that we got this new building to work in about a year ago, and we've had a very successful 2017 season in the new building, and as we go into 2018, things are getting ready now for the new season to begin again. And the building is it's a nice, open, airy building. And it's got good heating to keep it warm, and there's a lot of room for new structures and exhibitions and so on. But the problem is that the acoustics are horrible. So it's taken quite a while for me to be able to get round to getting equipment that will enable us to record a podcast, even in the poor acoustics of this building. We've got it now. If you look on our website, you'll see the portable studio on a stand, so we're able to record the Mountain and the Word again, and God willing, we'll try and well, it certainly won't be a year before the next recording happens. So welcome back to our podcast. The Mount St. Helens Creation Center once again presents the Mountain and the Word. So let's get down to it. Episode 22 now.
From the heart of Washington State, you are listening to The Mountain and the Word, an audio podcast show from the Mount St. Helens Creation Center, featuring news, views, and information with a biblical and scientific perspective. The Mountain and the Word is produced and presented by creation speaker Paul Taylor and is available for download from our website, mshcreationcenter.org.
Well, welcome to episode 22 of The Mountain and the Word. This is a recorded audio podcast program and is presented by me, Paul Taylor. I'm the director of the Mount St. Helens Creation Center, and this is our podcast. You're very welcome to join us. Well, I gave a little bit of an intro to this episode and I explained why it is that it's been so very long since our previous episode, and it's because of the poor acoustics in our new building. Everything else that I can think of about our new building is just great, but the acoustics are poor. And you're probably thinking, well, the acoustics sound all right on this, and that's because I've invested in a little bit of equipment. We've got this really nice portable recording studio, and it sounds very grand, but basically what it is, I've got, is this stand, and then there's a device for holding the microphone, and this microphone has then got about a semicircle of soundproofing material around it, and that's what I'm talking into. So I've got the pop filter, then I've got the microphone behind it, then I've got this semicircle, and because the whole thing is mounted on a stand, I'm able to stand up and talk into the microphone, and it's recording everything really, really well, even though the acoustics in the building are so poor. Well, because it's been so long since we've had a Mountain and the Word episode, I haven't really been able to tell you anything about what we've got in this building and the things that you can see. Well, it's April as I'm recording this program, and the season will be beginning soon, in the middle of next month, middle of May, and it promises to be exciting. We're already getting a lot of bookings, and people are beginning to drop in already, and it's getting exciting as we think about how people are going to be going on excursions. Well, last year our excursions were very popular, and I was doing about two or three excursions per week, which was great. And we were running three excursions. We ran our usual west side excursion, that's on the main tourist route, and that we had quite a few of the excursions to the south side. That proved to be increasing in popularity last year. We have no idea, you see, whether the east side excursion would be more popular than it has been in previous years, because the east side didn't open up last year until August 24th. Normally, we expect it to open on July the 1st, but there was so much snow in 2017 that they were not able to get the place open until August 24th. A lot of repairs needed to be done on the road. So we ran just one east side excursion last year, but it was very popular. It was well attended and we had a lot of fun. It was great to be able to do that, to be able to hike down to the banks of Silver Lake and get that view across the lake to the mountain. So we're going to be doing those excursions again this year. So there's three, as I said, there's the west side excursion, and if you think I've missed out north, by the way, the west side excursion eventually ends up due north of the volcano, so that covers the north side. The south side excursion looks at places that were affected by earlier eruptions of Mount St. Helens. The east side excursion is the wild one, where things have not been cleared up and it takes quite a long time to get round to the wild east side. This year we're going to be adding a fourth excursion. We're going to be running excursions into the Columbia Gorge to have a look at a lot of interesting things there which were affected by the Missoula flood. So I think you'll find that that's very interesting too. So we'll try and give you lots more information about the excursions as time goes on, and we'll try and let you know when those are. But please keep an eye on our website so you can see when those excursions are being scheduled. and I think you'll enjoy hearing about those. Well, the popular West Side excursion, we actually had that filmed last year. During May 2017, I had a Christian school group it was Mason Christian School from Mason County in Washington State. They came and they gave us kind permission to film them. We had a film crew from Creation Moments, and we filmed the whole excursion. So we've now got a 45 to 50 minute DVD, which just shows the sort of things that we can get up to on our West Side excursion. We tried to get as much of that filmed as we could, and it's all been put together in a DVD. So that DVD, which is called the Mount St. Helens Creation Experience, you can get that from us at a price at the moment. The initial price is $12, and we hope that you'll enjoy that particular DVD. It gives you a feel, really, of what an excursion is like if you're going to come on an excursion to our centre. Well, in the centre itself, we're right in the heart of downtown Castle Rock. And one of the things that I wanted is I wanted to be able to get signs on the interstate, and I wanted to be able to have us registered with Google Maps so that people could find us very easily indeed. Well, we got registered with Google Maps in May 2017, and that proved very useful during the summer. A lot of people came to the area not knowing quite where we were, but having Google on their phones, they simply typed in Creation Center and they found us. So a lot of people found us without even knowing what the full name of our ministry was. So in some cases without even being absolutely sure whether such an organization existed, but they came, they used Google, and they found us. But the road signs took a little bit longer. It took quite a while to get things worked out with the state, and eventually the road signs did go up. We got permission for them and they went up in October. Well, that means that we haven't experienced the road signs in the season. However, even in the first couple of months of this year, and in fact especially in the last couple of weeks, we've had people stopping who've simply been driving past and who've seen the signs and were not aware of any sort of organization, any creation organization here, but they've just pulled off the interstate and they've come to find us. So we are thrilled to bits with that, and God willing, during the summer that should bring a lot more traffic to our doors. So from the interstate I-5, you leave at exit 49 and you then turn into Castle Rock. That's actually going the opposite direction to the mountain, but Castle Rock is right there by the interstate, so you're only going less than half a mile into the town. And we are right in the middle of downtown. Again, the road signs will point out the way, but we're right in the middle of downtown. 147 Front Avenue Northwest is the address, but you'll find us right in the middle of downtown. It's easy to find us. It's not a very big city. It's a tiny little city. And if you ask anyone, if you're not sure where we are, ask anyone and they'll point you to us. And you come into our centre and well, you can see the Ark straight away. We put our Ark exhibition up, and we've got a couple of coffee tables then for people to sit at, and you've got some books and products by the window. And then you come to our exhibition. Once you've come past the bookshop, you come to our exhibition. Well, we've got our the exhibition that we used to have in the old location. We've got that up. It looks a little small, so we really need more exhibit information up, but we've got our Mount St. Helens exhibition up, so that's worth looking at, so you can get you can find out all about the mountain and about the sort of thing that we tell people. We've got some exhibitions of rocks as well, and fossils, petrified wood, and I've got some geological timelines and some historical timelines that I think you'll find interesting. And then we've got our presentation center, and we've got a good area there where we've got projection and screens so that people can watch DVDs, and I can give talks and so on. And then we are putting together a brand new exhibition on the subject of catastrophic plate tectonics. So that's in sort of building at the moment, and one of our supporters very kindly donated one of these very large consumer fair exhibition stands, and I've got that up, and I'm using it to put up posters on as I create them about catastrophic plate tectonics, so that you can read the information as and when I get it together. And then when we think we've got enough information there, then we'll be able to take that information down, we'll be able to transfer it into the museum quality exhibition boards, similar to the exhibition boards we have for Mount St. Helens. So that's in the process of being put together. And we also have, we're very privileged to have the Walk Through Time exhibition in our centre too. Walk Through Time was a sort of portable creation museum in a 20 by 10 tent, which was designed by Jay and Linda Fisher. Jay Fisher is actually on our board of trustees for this ministry. And what Jay and Linda used to do with this, what they still do, is they take it round to fairgrounds every year, particularly the Rainier Days Fairground, and they put it together and they use it to present a creation and biblical witness at the fairground. And after the Rainier Days Fair last year, which actually has nothing to do with things being rainy, it's to do with the fact that Rainier Town, you have a view of Mount Rainier from it across the river. So after they'd done that particular fair, they said to me, well, would you like to have the tent put up inside the centre? So I said yes, and it's great. Young people, particularly children, love this centre. It's a very easy to follow compact creation museum in one tent, where you go through the 6 days of creation and then Noah and the flood, and then find out all about fossils and so on. Wonderful exhibit, and so we're very privileged indeed to have that there. So there's a great deal that you can do if you come to our centre, and we've got plenty of comfy chairs out, so people now come and just hang out. You know, you come and hang out and chat and bring your friends and just relax and browse the books, and we can talk about things to do with creation, and I think you'll have a good time if you come. There's so much more that we want to do, but that gives you a quick overview of what we've got at the moment and what we're planning to do. And I think it's very, very exciting indeed. So that's the Mount St. Helens Creation Centre. Over the next few podcasts, I'll try and give you a bit more detail about some of the things you can see, and I'll tell you about events and things that are going on. So hopefully you'll find them useful. But now I think it's worth telling you a little bit about a brand new DVD product that's been released.
For over 150 years, one convincing lie has prevented billions from knowing the truth. The truth about who they are. The truth about why they're here. And most important, the truth about who created them.
Really, we only have two possibilities. We just happened, or somebody made us.
On November 13th and 16th.
I was really taught that there was a Big Bang. There was millions of years. Man slowly evolved.
Evolution has a lot of unintended consequences that I'm not sure everyone's thought about.
You have no meaning. There's no reason for you to exist.
When you start buying into evolution, you've opened a door to say you don't have to trust the Bible completely.
Evolution in millions of years is the greatest myth ever forced on the minds of men.
It's not science versus religion. It's a worldview clash.
Explore the evidence. Experience the creation. And discover the truth. The truth will set you free. Genesis, Paradise Lost.
Well, that was from the trailer of the movie Genesis Paradise Lost. And this was just an amazing movie released at the movie theatres in the fall of 2017. And it features 3D animation. It's the brainchild, really, of Ralph Strien. And he has worked closely with my good friend Eric Hovind at the Creation Today Ministry. And they were beginning to work on that movie when I worked with them from 2011 to 2014. So I had the privilege of being basically the first advisor to the movie. And there were many times when Ralph would come into my office and we would talk about things. We'd have bat a few ideas around and think, how can we envisage this in the movie? And he's just a very talented animator. It's full of 3D animation, and I was just it just blew my mind when we were in the movie theater to see how it's finished, because I hadn't seen the last few takes since 2014. It was just amazing to see it in the movie. It was like it was coming out of the screen straight at you. So it was great to watch that. Well, that was in the fall of 2017. Well, now, just recently, now the discs, the recordings of the movie have been released for sale, and in particular, you can get it in a number of formats. But in particular, there's a 4-disc pack which is well worth getting. The 4-disc pack is in a Blu-ray box, and disc 1 is a Blu-ray disc and has the full 3D movie. If you need, obviously, a 3D TV and glasses to see it, or a 3D projector and so on, we don't have that in the centre yet, but nevertheless, it's worth having that particular product for when that technology is more readily available. The second disc is also a Blu-ray disc with the 2D version of the movie. And being on Blu-ray, it's got plenty of extras with it, such as the director's commentary going through the movie. The third disc is a DVD. That's also got a 2D version of the movie, not quite in the same HD quality, therefore, as the Blu-ray version. And the fourth disc has got all sorts of bonus features. Those of you who managed to see the movie in the movie theatre will have seen the pre-movie interviews and the post-movie discussion. All those are on the fourth disc. So you've got this entire set of products then, and it's all packaged up together, and it's just wonderful value for money. Well, we have that for sale in the Mount St. Helens Creation Centre, and we have permission to be able to show the movie too. So although I don't have 3D equipment yet, we'll have a showing of the 2D version very, very soon. We will get on with showing that to you. So please, again, watch the website for details. Well, you know, I've got to commend my friends Ralph and Eric for the hard work that they've done, and many other people have put stuff into it. Jeremy Wiles, for example, who recorded many of the interviews. The folks at Answers in Genesis, many people from Answers in Genesis and from other ministries have recorded interviews which are on the movie, and there's just a great deal of expert analysis that accompanies the movie. And the whole thing is narrated by the wonderful Dr. Vodi Baucom, who, as well as being a brilliant man and a very, very able theologian and pastor, also has the most wonderful gravelly voice that just lends a great deal of authority to the movie. So it's just wonderful. The whole thing is very honouring to God, in my opinion. It sticks very, very tightly to what Genesis has to say. And it's just a great thrill to be able to watch it and to be able to share that information with people. So that is Genesis Paradise Lost. Probably the best creation movie that's been made ever, I would think. And I just feel so privileged to have had a tiny little part in helping with that movie. So many people have done so much more, in particular, as I said, director Ralph Strean and producer Eric Hovind. It's just a wonderful movie. You need to get hold of it. You need to come, if you're in the Washington area, come and see it at our center. Come and see it and just enjoy it. Just relax and enjoy it and get to grips with what the Bible teaches about the subject of creation. Well, the Mount St. Helens Creation Centre is not just about tourists. You know, you might think that we're geared up for tourists coming and seeing the signs on the interstate and coming and enjoying the vacations, enjoying the excursions and so on that we have. But that's not what we're just what we're about. And in fact, that would only be 6 months of the year anyway. And outside the 6 months of the tourist season, in the quieter 6 months, really, we're aiming to support education. We really strongly want to encourage people in educating their children. Remember, the Bible tells us that we as parents are responsible for the education of our children. And many people these days are recognizing the importance of that and are beginning to homeschool their children, educate their children as part of the family in the way that the Bible talks about. Well, we want to support that. And when you get to the teenage years with your children, I know that some parents start to get a little bit concerned that they can cover all the information there, because different parents have different skills. So that, for example, some parents might be very good at science and be able to give that information to their youngsters, but not so good at foreign languages and may need some help. And of course, there'd be people the other way around. Some people would be good at foreign languages, not so good at history. Other people might be brilliant at history and be able to explain that, but not so good at science. So many homeschool families, therefore, are aiding each other, helping each other by grouping together in consortia and co-ops. And we want to help encourage that and facilitate that. So many people are trying to do that, to be able to share resources so that maybe a parent who's good at languages and good at explaining languages and teaching people in it, they might be able to teach some other people's children where the parents are not quite so good at that, and just to be able to share that information around. Well, you may know that my background is in science education. I spent a couple of decades in science education. It was a big thing for me. I taught in public schools, so I used high school laboratories. And that was my background, and that's what I've tried to put into practice as a teacher, if you like, in the work that I do as a creation speaker. And maybe some of that expertise can be of use to some of you. As I said, some parents will be very up to date with science and be able to explain that to their youngsters very well, but some may not be quite so able to do that. And I want to support, therefore, you training your youngsters in the home. And for that reason, we're trying to use the Mount St. Helens Creation Centre to help people understand a little bit more about science. You can come along to the center. Youngsters can come along, and I can offer courses in different aspects of physical sciences, that is chemistry and physics. And I'm putting together modules of work, therefore, that will help parents with physics and with chemistry. And the first module that I'm putting together at the moment is a chemistry project on the subject of oil. So hopefully by the time the end of April 2018 comes around, when this podcast hopefully will be out before that point, I'll be at the Christian Home Heritage Homeschool Conference in Redmond, Washington. And I want to have available at least the draft outline of a unit of work on oil so that you can see how it works. And it begins by looking at the subject of oil in the Bible. Because when we think of oil, we think of engine oil in our cars and so on. But of course, that's not the original oil. The original oil that is referred to in the Bible is almost exclusively olive oil. And in fact, the word olive has the same etymology as the word oil in any case. So really, an olive tree is an oil tree. That's the original type of oil that's mentioned throughout the Bible. So the qualities of that particular material that we have, its oiliness, its greasiness, its failure to mix with water, the fact that it's immiscible with water unless you have some sort of an agent, an emulsifying agent, to force them to mix together. Those sort of properties are the properties of oil that we then transfer when we start to think about things like engine oil and so on. So we start with olive oil, and we start with what the Bible says about it. And the Bible talks about oil being used to anoint. So it's used when we set people apart. For example, the kings were supposed to be anointed with oil. That was very important. So it's a matter of setting apart. And also oil is used for burning as well as for anointing. It's used for burning so that we can get both heat and light, especially light. Oil light lamps, therefore, that are mentioned. Lamps that are mentioned in the Bible would be oil lamps. They would be burning olive oil. So when it talks about, it's saying to God, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The light we are talking about is from an oil lamp burning olive oil. Well, when we're looking at light, and we're looking at oil, and we're looking at anointing, we are looking at things that are typologies, types of the Holy Spirit. These are things that represent the Holy Spirit. And so, as we read about these things, what we're learning is the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. For example, Jesus told a parable about the lost coin. A lady loses a coin, and therefore she goes to get a lamp. And with the lamp, she goes and she looks for the lost coin, and she's delighted when she finds it. She wants to get everyone in to share in her joy finding that. But that's a symbol of how the Holy Spirit works in finding us. And by the way, if you think that's on its own, remember there are three parables together. The first parable is about the shepherd looking for the lost sheep. That's the work of Jesus, the shepherd, in saving us. Then you've got the lost coin. You've got the work of the Holy Spirit in saving us. Then you've got the lost son, the prodigal son, the work of the Father in saving us. All three persons of the Trinity in those three parables, all three persons of the Trinity, the whole Godhead working to save us. So this is what the Bible is talking about with respect to oil. And so that's the first thing I've included in the textbook. And then after that, we go on to petroleum, because petroleum is mostly what we think of as oil. And so the next section of the textbook goes into some of the history of petroleum discovery. Petroleum means rock oil. Petros, as in, you know, the name Peter, and oleum is the oil, as in the olive tree. So petroleum, rock oil. So we talk about the history of oil discovery and oil refining around the world, and then the sort of ways that it's used. That will, of course, lead us into then work on how oil is distilled or fractionated so that you get more useful products from it. And when we start to talk about the products that you get from petroleum, the fractions that we get from petroleum, and the things that they can be used for, we then ought to find out about the chemistry of them. So at that point, we start to look at the chemistry of the carbon compounds that make up oil. And it's at that point that we look at the fact that these are compounds of carbon and hydrogen with long chains. So there's quite a bit there that we need to understand to try and see how these materials, how their structural formulae affect their properties. So we start to look at hydrocarbons. We classify them as alkanes and alkenes and alkynes. So we start to look at the different ways that they look. And we look at cycloalkanes, and we look at benzenes, aromatic compounds. And all these are things that stem from our work on petroleum. So there's a lot there in order to be able to understand how these materials work and how we get them, how they can be used, how we can transform one material into another, and all the various things that we do with them. And then the sort of modern products that we have, because so many things have been made from oil, so we need to then start to talk about polymers and plastics and artificial fibers for clothing and all the various things that we use petroleum products for. And the fact that many of those things now we're starting to return to natural oils and starting to see of those materials can be made from natural oils in more sustainable ways, as we're quite concerned, some scientists are quite concerned about the amount of the resources of these particular products. There's a huge amount there for a huge amount of chemistry involved in starting by looking at the subject of oil and trying to find out more about it. So we're putting together a book on that and some teaching notes, and we can offer classes on that at the Mount St. Helens Creation Centre. And that's going to be the first of many. I've also drafted out a unit on metals. I'm trying to look at producing a unit to do with electronics and a unit to do with light and lenses and optics, basically, and how that's used. So there's a lot of things to do. And, of course, we'll sort of keep going. There's so many different topics within chemistry and physics that we can keep going on that for quite a while. But we're trying to do this to help you, to help parents who want to continue homeschooling their children, providing their education as part of the family, but maybe don't have quite the skills that they think they need as regards to science. So I want to be able to help and support that and fill it in. We want to do that at an affordable price. And so that's the sort of thing we're getting together. I'm hoping to have the first unit pretty much drafted out, ready for showing people at the Christian Heritage Homeschool Convention. Well, there we are. That's a lot of material to cram into our first episode of The Mountain and the Word in 2018. That's episode 22 altogether. God willing, it will not be a year before the next one is released. We want to release another one fairly soon, as soon as we possibly can. I hope you found this particular episode useful. And I do want to finish by reminding you that you can get in touch with us. You can ask questions that we can try and address on these podcasts. Just send us an email to info@mshcreationcenter.org. That's info@mshcreationcenter.org. Get in touch with us, and let's have a two-way dialogue. So if you ask some questions, if you've got some comments that you think might be useful to us, then get in touch, and we'll hopefully include some of those as part of the program. So once again, thank you for being with us. This has been an audio recorded podcast program produced by the Mount St. Helens Creation Centre. It's copyright to the Mount St. Helens Creation Centre. Please ask permission to use parts of it. The program has been presented, written and produced by me, Paul Taylor. The introduction music is by Eden Bridge. Thank you for listening. God bless you, and we'll be with you again very soon.
That was The Mountain and the Word, an audio podcast show from the Mount St. Helens Creation Centre. For more information, visit our website, mshcreationcentre.org.